Once again, one of my favorite saints is Saint Jerome in the 5th century. I don't know all the details of his life, but I do know he was at one point the Pope's kind of like secretary, and it was that Pope that asked him to figure out the scriptures in Latin, the Vulgate. So I know today I have a program on my computer, and it says VUL, Vulgate. That's from Saint Jerome. That was bringing it to kind of the world's language. That, like today, English is kind of the world language. Back then, it was Latin, and so he was bringing the scriptures together into the Vulgate. So as it began with Hebrew and Greek in the Old Testament and New Testament. Not only did he do that, he did a lot of the Bible, in some of his work was putting kind of the lines in like just paragraphs next to each other so you could read it in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. It's unbelievable how brilliant he was. So important. He had a very different personality, and I love seeing that too. Because some words I try to think of is he was a hermit a lot of his life. He was pulled out, to serve a pope. And then he didn't like that, so he went to his hermitage. He ended up spending his last 32, 34 years in Bethlehem because he wanted to die as close as he could to where Jesus Christ was born. So I remember when we went in 2011 in the seminary, we went to the Holy Land. And I remember going to Bethlehem, and it's almost the same building, church, where on one side is, there's this kind of hole where in this place where that was sacred, where Jesus was born. And then across the other side is where Saint Jerome spent, you're thinking 30, 40 years, and probably beyond that. That was towards the end of his life. He also had, his desk. He did barely anything except for, an ink and pen. And he had a skull because he always wanted to remember he was going to die at some point. And I brought my scripture, my Catholic study Bible. And I remember I put, there was on his, he has his coffin there and his back then it was more like a built, marble grave. And so I put my scriptures and my breviary on his body with his place where he rested in peace. Now some of that is in, I think Mary Magdry has part of his relics that... He's just unbelievable for me. As much as I love and I studied and I use every day, still do reading the scriptures, and I think like he is the scriptural person in all of history. And you think about today, how back in the day, it took centuries to get the languages and the letters to combine. In Jamnia and Hippolis, that was the first, in the 4th century, where it was the first time they had a sense of this is what the scripture is. This is what's the canonization part of the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament. And then, so he was the one in the 5th century to put the scriptures into Latin, the world-renowned language. And that's what we have. 16 centuries ago. And where did it come from for us then? It was right from Latin, right to Old English, and now our now English. He was the link between us being able to read the scriptures on one step, bringing it from Hebrew and Greek to Latin. And obviously, you know, in the history of our church, we still have, and you still can have, obviously, Latin masses, Latin readings, Latin breviaries. And that was his work. And he worked like all day, every day on the language stuff. I think, you know, what an amazing man and kind of a crusty personality, you could say. And I'm just so grateful for him and his service that every personality is different as a saint, every mission from saints and for you. And I just praise God of his love of the scripture, like, is beyond what anybody else have done. And so let's remind ourselves of how important the scriptures are at Mass and in our personal prayer life, in the breviary, because he's a doctor of the Catholic Church, of course. And if he didn't do what he did, I don't know what language we'd have right now. I mean, in the scriptures. And praise God, we have it today from what he began for the whole world. So St. Jerome, pray for us.